Thank you very much. It's a great honor to have President Moon of South Korea with us. We've become great friends over the years, and it's now we've now known each other for quite some time. We're working on many things. Obviously, North Korea is the big one. No matter how big trade is, North Korea, in this case, is the big one. And we'll be discussing that. We'll also be discussing trade. We have a very big trade arrangement that we're renegotiating right now with South Korea. They've been excellent people to work with for the Trump administration. And we will have some pretty good news, I think, on trade. And we'll be discussing other things. But the big topic will be Singapore and the meeting, see what happens, whether or not it happens. If it does, that'll be great. It'll be a great thing for North Korea. And if it doesn't, that's okay, too. Whatever it is, it is. But I look forward to spending quite a bit of time with the president, and I think a lot of good things will happen. I want to thank everybody for being here. Mr. President, great honor. Thank you. Thank you.
"우리는 여러 가지 문제에 있어서 협력을 하고 있습니다. 물론 북한 문제가 가장 큰 협력 의제입니다. 그 외에도 한국과의 무역도 논의할 것입니다. 한국과의 무역은 지금 재협상 중에 있고 지금 아주 훌륭한 협상 그 상대국으로서 협상이 잘 진행되고 있는 중이며 곧 좋은 소식이 있을 것 같습니다. 물론 아주 중요한 싱가포르 회담에 대해서도 논의를 할 것입니다. 싱가포르 회담이 열릴지 안 열릴지는 두고 봐야 될 것입니다. 만일 그것이 열린다면은 아주 좋은 일이 될 것이고 또 북한에도 아주 좋은 일이 될 것입니다. 만일 열리지 않는다면 뭐 그것도 괜찮다고 봅니다. 문 대통령께 여러 가지 협력에 대해서 감사드리고 또 오늘 좋은 회담이 되기를 바랍니다.
예, 감사합니다. 국내 일정이 매우 바쁘고 또 북미 정상회담을 앞둔 중요한 시기에 이렇게 많은 시간 내주시고 또 따뜻하게 환대해 주셔서 감사드립니다. 먼저 며칠 전 텍사스 고등학교에서 벌어진 총격 사건으로 무고한 희생자들이 발생한 것에 대해서 우리 트럼프 대통령님과 또 미국 국민들께 위로의 말씀을 드립니다. 또한 미국민 억류자들이 북한으로부터 무사하게 귀환한 것에 대해서 다시 한번 축하합니다. 힘을 통한 평화라는 트럼프 대통령님의 강력한 비전과 리더십 덕분에 사상 최초의 북미 정상회담이 열리게 되었고 한반도의 완전한 비핵화와 세계 평화라는 꿈에 성큼 다가설 수 있게 되었습니다. 바로 트럼프 대통령이시기 때문에 지난 수십 년간 아무도 해내지 못했던 일을 바로 트럼프 대통령께서 해내시리라고 저는 확신합니다. 우리 한국과 한반도의 운명과 미래에도 대단히 중요한 일이기 때문에 저도 최선을 다해서 북미 정상회담의 성공을 돕고 또 트럼프 대통령과 언제까지나 함께 할 것이라는 것을 약속드립니다. 감사합니다.
Well, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for your warm hospitality and for sharing much of your time with me. I know you have a very busy domestic calendar, as well as the all-important U.S.-North Korea summit approaching. I heard the tragic news that many innocent lives were lost due to the shootings in a Texas high school a few days ago. So I would like to convey my condolences to you and the American people. On a brighter note, I would like to congratulate you for the safe return of the American citizens who had been detained in North Korea. Thanks to your vision of achieving peace through strength, as well as your strong leadership, we are looking forward to the first ever U.S.-North Korea summit, and we find ourselves standing one step closer to the dream of achieving complete denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula and world peace. All this was possible because of you, Mr. President, and I have no doubt that you will be able to accomplish a historic feat that no one had been able to achieve in the decades past. I have to say that the fate and the future of the Korean Peninsula hinge on this, and as such, I'll spare no effort to the end to support the success of the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit and stand with you all along the way, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President,
are you serious about
denuclearization? I do think he's serious. I think he would like to see that happen. He, at the same time, he's going into a future that's different from what they've had. But I think he's absolutely very serious, yes.
Mr. President, can you...
One second, Jen. Go ahead. John.
Can you give us an update, sir, just on where things stand with the summit? President Moon's national security advisor on the way here seemed to think that things are on track and that this will indeed happen.
Well, we're moving along, and we'll see what happens. There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions. And if we don't, we don't have the meeting. And frankly, it has a chance to be a great, great meeting for North Korea and a great meeting for the world. If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time. But we will see. But we are talking. The meeting scheduled, as you know, on June 12th in Singapore. And whether or not it happens, you'll be knowing pretty soon. But we're talking right now.
Do you have an idea of how denuclearization would take place? Would it be?
I do. I have a very strong idea how it takes place. And it must take place. That's what we're talking about. It must take place. So, but I have a very strong idea, and I have very strong opinions on the subject. I also have very strong opinions that North Korea has a chance to be a great country. And it can't be a great country under the circumstances that they're living right now. But North Korea has a chance, really, to be a great country, and I think they should seize the opportunity, and we'll soon find out whether or not they want to do that. Yes.
President, have you spoken to Kim Jong-un?
I don't want to say that.
Do you trust Kim Jong-un going into these negotiations?
There's no reason to discuss that. I can say this, that for a short period of time, we've been dealing with North Korea, and it's been a, you know, good experience. We have three hostages back. They're home. They're living with their families. They're very, very happy. And so I can only speak for a very short period of time, but it's been a relationship that seems to be working, and we'll see how long it continues to work. Hopefully, it's going to work for a long time, John.
I'm related, Mr. President. Can you tell us more about your meeting with Rod Rosenstein and Director Ray yesterday?
No, it's just a very routine meeting. As you know, the Congress would like to see documents opened up. A lot of people are saying they had spies in my campaign. If they had spies in my campaign, that would be a disgrace to this country. That would be one of the biggest insults that anyone's ever seen, and it would be very illegal, aside from everything else. It would make probably every political event ever look like small potatoes. So we want to make sure that there weren't. I hope there weren't, frankly. But some man got paid based on what I read in the newspapers and on what you reported. Some person got paid a lot of money. That's not a normal situation, the kind of money you're talking about. So hopefully that would be, and I think the Department of Justice wants to get down to it, and I can tell you Congress does. So hopefully they'll all be able to get together. General Kelly's going to be setting up a meeting between Congress and the various representatives, and they'll be able to open up documents, take a look, and find out what happened. But if they had spies in my campaign, during my campaign, for political purposes, that would be unprecedented in the history of our country. Yes.
Can you give us an update on trade talks with China? Is there a deal about CTE? And
specifically
have you agreed?
No. President Xi and I have a great relationship, as President Moon can attest. But there is no deal. We will see what happens. We are discussing deals. We're discussing various deals. We can do a 301. We can do where we don't need China, where we can just say, look, this is what we want. This is what we think is fair. That's always a possibility if a negotiated deal doesn't work out. As I said, we lost $500 billion a year for many years. And then it varied from $100 billion to $500 billion. When you're losing $500 billion a year, you can't lose in terms of a negotiation. It's really easy to win. But I want this to be a great deal for the United States, and I want it to be a very good deal for China, too, if that's possible. It may not be possible. As far as ZTE is concerned, the president asked me to look into it, and I am doing that. And don't forget, for the ones that say, oh, gee, maybe Trump is getting a little bit easy, ZTE, we closed it. It wasn't another administration. It was this administration that closed it. It's a phone company, for those that don't know, a very large phone company. But it's also a phone company that buys a large portion of its parts that make up these phones that are sold all over the world from American companies. So when you do that, you're really hurting American companies also. So I'm looking at it. But we were the ones that closed it. It wasn't done by previous administrations. It was done by us. So we'll see what happens. But as a favor to the president, I am absolutely taking a look at it. A lot of the stories on trade were incorrectly written, and I'm not saying that's the reporter's fault. I'm saying that I'm not talking about the trade deal. I don't like to talk about deals until they're done. So we'll see what happens. But that deal, I will say, that deal could be much different from the deal that finally emerges. And it may be a much better deal for the United States.
Do you have confidence in Rod Rosenstein?
What's your next question, please?
I'm a reporter.
You know, excuse me, I have the president of South Korea here.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
He doesn't want to hear these questions, if you don't mind.
I'm a reporter from South Korea. How much confidence and trust do you have in my president in playing the mediator role in resolving this North Korea issue and the denuclearization process?
I have great confidence in your president. I think that he's brought a different perspective to the talks with North Korea. He wants to be able to make a deal. Now, you've had some very hard-line administrations, and you have President Moon, and you've had others before President Moon who also had more or less this attitude. I think he's a very capable person. I think he's an extremely competent man. I think he's a very good person, and I think he wants to have what's good for the Korean Peninsula, not just North or South, for the entire Korean Peninsula. So I have tremendous confidence in President Moon, and I think that his way, the way he is, really is helping us to potentially make a deal. Whether the deal gets made or not, who knows? It's a deal. Who knows? You never know about deals. You go into deals that are 100% certain, it doesn't happen. You go into deals that have no chance, and it happens, and sometimes happens easily. I've made a lot of deals. I know deals, I think, better than anybody knows deals. You never really know. And that's why I say to you, but I will tell you, this is a good man, and he is a very capable man. And I think South Korea is very lucky to have him. Do you want to interpret that for him so he can hear it? Because, you know, he's not hearing what we're doing here. Go ahead. Wait, we'll just let that be interpreted.
He
probably does. Probably knows better than we do.
나는 그 문 대통령의 능력을 굉장히 크게 신뢰하고 있다라고 말씀하셨고요. 지금 그 문 대통령이 아니면은 이 문제가 여기까지 오지 않았을 것이다. 이 문제에 대해서 특히 문 대통령께서 많은 기여를 했다. 한국에는 예전에도 많은 대통령이 있었습니다. 그렇지만은 지금까지 여기까지 올 수 있었던 것은 문 대통령의 기회가 아주 컸던 것이고 능력이 있으시고 또 아주 좋은 사람입니다. 지금 문 대통령은 이번에 그 협상을 한국이라든지 북한을 위해서만 하는 것이 아니라 전체 한반도 전체를 위해서 지금 노력을 하고 있습니다. 그래서 아주 큰 신뢰를 가지고 있고요. 또 여러 가지 지금 하고 있는 방법이 잠재적으로 가능성이 큰 방법으로 지금 나아가고 있습니다. 하지만 과연 그 북한과의 그런 협상이 잘 이루어질 것이냐 안 이루어질 것인가는 두고 봐야 되겠습니다. 나는 이런 협상에 대해서 상당히 많은 경험을 가지고 있습니다. 어떤 경우에는 협상에 들어감에 있어서 가능성이 0이었는데도 100으로 그 협상이 이루어지는 경우도 있고 가능성이 굉장히 컸다가도 전혀 이루어지지 않는 경우도 있습니다. 그래서 일단 가봐야 되겠습니다. 하지만 한국은 문 대통령이 대통령인 것은 아주 운이 좋다고 생각합니다.
Did I do a good job? I can't do better than that. That's called an A-plus rating, right? So I can't do better. Okay, we'll take a couple of more. Go ahead.
Mr. President, what are your conditions for a meeting with Kim Jong-un?
Well, I'd rather not say, but we are working on something. And, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, it's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time. But it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
Mr. President, I could ask you and President Moon this question. In terms of denuclearization, should it be an all-in-one, or could it be incremental with incentives along the way for Kim Jong-un to denuclearize?
Well, all-in-one would be nice, I can tell you. I'm not going to go beyond that. It would certainly be better if it were all-in-one. Does it have to be? I don't think I want to totally commit myself, but all-in-one would be a lot better.
지금 비핵화가 한꺼번에 일괄 타결이 되는 것을 원하는지 아니면 단계적으로 점진적으로 비핵화가 되어야 된다고 생각하시는지 물었습니다. 거기에 대해서 답변이 한꺼번에 일괄 타결되는 것이 바람직하다. 그것이 더욱더 낫겠다. 완전히 그렇게 해야 된다는 것은 아니지만은 전체적으로 봤을 때 한꺼번에 빅딜로 타결되는 것이 바람직하다라고 얘기합니다.
Or at least for physical reasons over a very short period of time. You know, you do have some physical reasons that it may not be able to do exactly that. So for physical reasons, over a very short period of time, essentially that would be all in one.
그런데 한꺼번에 이루어진다라는 것은 어떤 물리적인 여건으로 봤을 때 불가능할 수도 있으니까 물리적인 그러한 이유 때문에 아주 짧은 시간 내에 이 그 딜이 이루어졌으면은 바람직하겠습니다.
President Trump, I'm a reporter from South Korea. If the North Korea and Kim Jong-un decide the CVID, will you really guarantee the safety of the regime of North Korea?
I will guarantee his safety, yes. We will guarantee his safety. And we've talked about that from the beginning. He will be safe. He will be happy. His country will be rich. His country will be hardworking and very prosperous. They're very great people. They're hardworking, great people. Look at what happened with South Korea. Don't forget, we helped South Korea. We have spent trillions of dollars, not billions, trillions of dollars over many, many years. We helped South Korea. And South Korea is one of the most incredible countries in terms of what they do. You know that. That's where you are. That's where you're from. Same people. Same people. So, yeah, I think that he will be extremely happy if something works out. And if it doesn't work out, honestly, he can't be happy. But he has a chance to do something that maybe has never been done before. And I think it would be, if you look 25 years into the future, 50 years into the future, he will be able to look back and be very proud of what he did for North Korea, and actually for the world. But he will be very proud of what he did for North Korea.
Okay? Mr. President, what do you want to ask President Moon about his own summit?
김정은이 그 CVID를 요청을 한다라고 하면은 체제 정권을 보장해 주시겠습니까?라는 질문이 있습니다. 트럼프 대통령의 답변은 보장하겠습니다. 그거는 처음부터 보장하겠다고 얘기를 해온 것입니다. 그리고 또 그 김정은은 안전할 것이고 또 굉장히 그 아주 기쁠 것입니다. 또 북한은 굉장히 번영될 것이고 북한 국민은 아주 열심히 일하는 국민입니다. 그래서 아주 북한 국민들을 위해서 또 한국을 위해서도 상당히 좋은 일이 될 것입니다. 미국은 아시다시피 지금까지 한국에 수조 달러의 지원을 해왔습니다. 그리고 지금 한국을 보시면 얼마나 세계에서 훌륭한 국가인지 다 아실 것입니다. 북한도 같은 민족을 가진 사람들입니다. 그렇기 때문에 이번에 이 협상이 잘 이루어진다면 김정은 굉장히 기쁘게 할 것이고 만약에 이루어지지 않는다면 내가 솔직히 말해서 김정은은 그렇게 기쁘지 않을 것이라고 생각이 됩니다. 하지만 지금 김정은은 역사상 없는 가장 큰 기회를 갖고 있습니다. 그럼 뭔가를 해놓을 수 있는 그런 기회를 가지고 있습니다. 그래서 25년 지난 다음에 50년이 지난 다음에 아주 상당히 자랑스러운 그러한 일을 할 수가 있습니다. 이것은 북한 국민들뿐만 아니라 전 세계를 위해서 한반도를 위해서 굉장히 좋은 일을 할 수 있는 그러한 기회가 지금 그 김정은 그 위원장의 손 안에 있습니다.
And just to finish that, because it's a very important question, South Korea, China, and Japan, and I've spoken to all three. One I happen to have right here. They will be willing to help, and I believe invest very, very large sums of money into helping to make North Korea great.
네, 그리고 한 가지 중요한 말씀을 더 덧붙이도록 하겠습니다. 한국과 중국, 일본, 그리고 한국 대통령이 내 옆에 계십니다. 이 3국과 다 내가 대화를 했습니다. 이 3국 모두 북한을 도와서 북한을 아주 위대한 국가로 만들기 위한 아주 많은 지원을 지금 약속하고 있습니다.
What do you want to hear from President Moon about his own summit with Kim Jong-un? What can he tell you as you're preparing for the meeting in Singapore?
Well, that's what we're here for. He's going to tell me. He's got his own meetings that he's had. We're going to discuss that. He may have a meeting coming up. He may not. The word is that he may not. It may be directly with us. It may go directly to us in Singapore, or it may be at a later date. But that's one of the reasons that he's here to talk about that.
Is there anything you want to ask him specifically?
Nothing. No. We speak a lot on the phone. This should not be that long a meeting. actually.
You mean President Moon may have a meeting with
He may or may not. He may or may not. Right now, he doesn't know whether or not he has a meeting. But he may or may not have a meeting
질문은,
with Kim Jong-un.
질문은 지금 남북 그 정상회담 때 어떠한 경험을 그 듣겠느냐, 말씀을 듣고 싶느냐라고 질문을 하셨고 지금 문 대통령께서 오신 게 바로 그러한 문 대통령의 의견을 얘기하기 위해서 왔던 것입니다. 그 문 대통령께서 내가 싱가포르에 그 북미 회담 전에 북한을 만날 수도 있고 또 나중에 만날 수도 있겠습니다만은 이런 여러 가지 그 다양한 얘기를 지금 들을 것입니다. 그리고 우리는 자주 통화를 하기 때문에 뭐 그동안에 어떤 얘기를 안 한 것이 많지는 않습니다.
Okay.
Mr. President, are you pleased with how the trade talks with China went?
No, not really. I think that they're a start, but we need something. Look, China has been, I really call it a dereliction of duties. That if you look at it, it's called, in the military, they'd say it's a dereliction of duty. What happened to our country, that our representatives allowed other countries, and I'm not just talking about China, China's the big one, to take advantage of us on trade the way we've been taken advantage of. So China, as an example, has made a fortune. I mean, a transfer of wealth like nobody's ever seen in history. They're the big one. They're almost all bad, but China is the big one. So, no, I'm not satisfied, but we'll see what happens. We have a long way to go. But I wanted to go fairly quickly. You know, you're talking about numbers like that. You're talking about billions of dollars a week, okay? So when they say, oh, let's meet in a couple of weeks, oh, that's $2 billion, right? I view it that way. You know, we're talking about billions of dollars a week that we suffer, we lose. And so we're looking to go quickly. I will say I'm a little disappointed because when Kim Jong-un had the meeting with President Xi in China, the second meeting, the first meeting we knew about, the second meeting, I think there was a little change in attitude from Kim Jong-un. So I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like it from the standpoint of China. Now, I hope that's not true because I have a great relationship with President Xi. He's a friend of mine. He likes me. I like him. That was two of the great days of my life being in China. I don't think anybody's ever been treated better in China, ever in their history. And I just think it was, many of you were there. It was an incredible thing to witness and see. And we built a very good relationship. We speak a lot. But there was a difference when Kim Jong-un left China the second time. And I think they were dedicating an aircraft carrier that the United States paid for. Okay. Because we paid for a lot that was built in China. No, but I think that President Xi is a world-class poker player. And I'd probably maybe doing the same thing that he would do. But I will say this, there was a somewhat different attitude after that meeting, and I'm a little surprised. Now, maybe nothing happened. I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just saying maybe nothing happened and maybe it did. But there was a different attitude by the North Korean folks when after that meeting. So I don't think it was a great meeting. Nobody knew about the meeting. And all of a sudden, it was reported that he was in China a second time. The first time everybody knew about. The second time it was like a surprise. And I think things changed after that meeting. So I can't say that I'm happy about it.
Okay. Mr. President, 그렇지 않기를 바랍니다. 왜냐하면 나는 그 시 주석과 굉장히 좋은 관계를 유지하기 때문입니다. 그리고 여러분들도 아시다시피 내가 중국을 갔을 때 아주 중국에서 큰 환대를 받았습니다. 하지만 김정은 위원장이 중국을 두 번째 방문하고 떠난 다음에 태도 변화가 있었던 것은 사실입니다. 이것이 과연 또 질문이 그렇다면은 그 기자의 질문이 그렇다면 중국이 어떤 북한에게 미국과의 관계에 대해서 약간 부정적으로 얘기를 했다고 보느냐라는 질문이 나왔고 트럼프 대통령이 거기에 대해서 그건 내가 알 수가 없습니다. 시 주석은 세계 최고의 그 도박사, 포커 플레이어라고 볼 수가 있습니다. 뭐 나도 마찬가지라고 봅니다만 어쨌든 만난 다음에 태도가 변한 것은 사실입니다. 어쩌면 거기서 아무 일이 일어나지 않았을 수도 있고 일어났을 수도 있습니다만은 거기에 대해서 중요한 것은 그 시 주석과 김정은 위원장과의 만남에 대해서 아무도 몰랐다는 사실입니다. 그리고 그 이후에 다들 놀랐죠. 그리고 어느 정도 태도 변화가 있었다라는 그 부분만은 사실인 것은 틀림없습니다.
Now, President Moon may have a different opinion. I'd like to have your opinion on that, what you thought of the second meeting with President Xi. What is your feeling? You may have an opinion.
대통령께서는 그 두 번째 시 주석과의 김정은과의 만남에 대해서 다른 내가 생각하는 것과 다른 그 생각을 가지실 수도 있겠습니다. 그래서 문 대통령께서 그 의견에 대해서 다른 의견이 있으시면은 지금 말씀하셔도 좋을 것 같습니다.
And I don't want to get him in trouble. He lives right next to China. You know, he's not too far away.
그런데 아마 문 대통령께서 좀 조심하셔야 될 부분도 있겠습니다. 왜냐하면 바로 옆에 사시니까요. 뭐 공경에 딱 드리고 싶은 마음은 없습니다만.
예, 우선 뭐 이 북미 정상회담이 성공할 수 있을 것인가, 아 그리고 북한의 완전한 비핵화라는 것이 과연 실현될 것인가, 아 여기에 대해서 회의적인 시각이 미국 내에 많이 있다는 사실을 잘 알고 있습니다.
Well, first of all, I'm very much aware that there are many skeptical views within the United States about whether the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit will truly be successful and whether the complete denuclearization of North Korea will be realized.
예, 그러나 과거에 실패해 왔었다고 이번에도 실패할 것이라고 미리 비관한다면 역사의 발전이라는 것은 있을 수 없을 것입니다.
But I don't think there will be positive developments in history if we just assume that because it all failed in the past, it will fail again.
지금까지 북미 간에 여러 번 합의가 있었지만 정상들 간에 합의가 도모되는 것은 이번이 사상 최초입니다.
There have been many agreements between the United States and North Korea previously, but this will be the first time that there will be an agreement between the leaders.
더구나 그 정상회담을 이끄는 분이 바로 트럼프 대통령이십니다.
And moreover, the person who is in charge is President Trump.
트럼프 대통령은 지금의 이 극적인 변화, 긍정적인 상황 변화를 이끌어내셨습니다.
And President Trump has been able to achieve this dramatic and positive change that you see right now.
예, 저는 트럼프 대통령께서 북미 정상회담도 반드시 성공시켜서 65년 동안 끝내지 못했던 한국 전쟁을 종식시키고 북한의 완전한 비핵화를 이룬과 동시에 한반도의 항구적인 평화 체제를 구축하고 또 북미 간에도 수교를 하는 등 정상적인 관계를 수립해 내실 것이라고 확신합니다. 그것은 세계 사회에 있어서 엄청난 대전환이 될 것입니다. 그 엄청난 대전환의 위협을 트럼프 대통령이 반드시 이뤄낼 것이라는 믿음을 가지고 있고 저도 거기에 최선을 다해서 협조할 것입니다.
And I have every confidence that President Trump will be able to achieve a historic feat of making the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit successful and end the Korean War that had been lasting for the past 65 years, and also in along the way achieve complete denuclearization of North Korea, establish a permanent peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, and also normalize relations between the United States and North Korea. I have every confidence that he will be able to make a historic turnaround in this sense, and I will spare no effort to provide all necessary support.
예, 그리고 그것은 북한에게도 체제의 안전을 보장함과 동시에 북한에게 평화와 번영을 이렇게 만들 수 있게 해주는 아주 좋은 일이 될 것입니다.
And I believe that all of this will lead to a great thing, that it will also guarantee the security of the North Korean regime and also promise a peace and prosperity for North Korea as well.
I would like to think so. I hope so. I mean, we're dealing mostly on trade, but you see, when I'm dealing on trade, I have many other things in mind also. Every time I talk to China about trade, I'm thinking about the border. because that border is a very important element in what we're doing. It has been cut off largely, but it's been opened up a little bit lately. I don't like that. I don't like that. So we have a very powerful hand on trade. And when I'm thinking about trade, you know, I read you folks and you say, well, why does it need to? There's a much bigger picture that I have in mind. Trade has always been a very important element in my life, talking about other countries ripping off the United States. I've been watching them do it for 35 years. I've been watching them do that for so many years. And nothing's changed other than over the last 15, 20 years, it's gotten worse. And it's not just China. But when I think of trade with China, I'm also thinking about what they're doing to help us with peace with North Korea. That's a very important element. So we'll see how it all works out. But in the end, it'll work out. Can't tell you exactly how or why, but it always does. It's going to work out. Okay? Thank you all. John, you have one more. Go ahead.
One more, sir. I'm just wondering, what is your vision for the long game with North Korea? Is it two Koreas peacefully coexisting, or would you like to see reunification at some point?
Well, I think what's going to happen is you'll start off certainly with two Koreas, and then it's going to be largely up to them as to whether or not they get together. You know, that border was artificially imposed many, many years ago and imposed to a certain extent and to a very large extent by us. It's an artificial border, but it's a border that nevertheless it took seed, and that's what you have. I would say that we are looking certainly right now at two Koreas, two very successful Koreas. You're going to have a very, very successful North Korea, and you're going to have a very successful, and you already do, South Korea. I mean, South Korea was in condition that was as bad as North Korea many years ago when they started this great experiment that worked out so well for them. Now you look at Samsung and LG and the ships that they're building and what they're doing, it's incredible. When I was over there, I flew over plants that are incredible. What they've done is incredible. So I see two Koreas, and then ultimately, maybe someday in the future, it wouldn't be now, but someday in the future, maybe they'll get together and you'll go back to one Korea. And that would be okay with me, too, as long as they both wanted that. Okay? Thank you all very much. Thank you.
You mentioned that you were looking into ZTE as a favor.
I am, yes.
How do you anticipate that ending up?
Well, again, ZTE buys a tremendous amount of equipment and parts for their telephones. They're, as you know, the fourth largest in the world. And they buy them from American companies. So immediately when I looked at it, it was my administration that closed them down. But when I looked at it, I said, you know, they can pay a big price without necessarily damaging all of these American companies, which they are, because, you know, you're talking about tremendous amounts of money and jobs to American companies. So I envision a very large fine. I envision perhaps new management, new board of directors, very tight security rules. But we caught them doing bad things. We caught them, not anybody else. We caught them doing bad things. And we essentially made it so difficult that it was shut down. By shutting them down, we're hurting a lot of American companies, really good American companies. And I will tell you, don't think that we didn't hear from them by shutting down this massive phone company. So what I envision is a very large fine of more than $1 billion, could be $1.3 billion. I envision a new management, a new board, and very strict security rules. And I also envision that they will have to buy a big percentage of their parts and equipment from American companies. Okay? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We'll see. Thank you.
Let's go.